An apology needs to be given from my generation of old heads, politically apathetic around the middle, activist lazy, to the youngins who turned up during the uprisings here in Baltimore last April. Some of you are probably saying an apology is needed. For what? For us older brothers and sisters who did not do our job. For us not doing what we were supposed to do. For what we have gotten too comfortable and afraid to do. It's amazing how a decent paying job, health and dental insurance, a retirement plan can change an all-out black leather jacket wearing, clenched black power fist wielding, beret cocked to the side of the head, African revolutionary into a pacified middle-class suburban Negro with their hand clenched on the remote of their 90-inch plasma flat-screen smart TV. I never would have believed that a low fixed-rate mortgage could take a black person from being the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to being Ben Carson. I in no way condone the violence that took place last April, but as I have said before, I'm more than overstand it. And I want to say that I was so proud of you all. You youngins out there battling the system, standing up against police officers to let them know that you will no longer tolerate being held in a submissive and degraded position. It was amazing to see young brothers and sisters armed with simply rocks, bricks, and stones up against police officers and riot gear. It reminded me of other revolutions all over the world. Ones recently happening, like the Arab Spring, and years ago in China in Tiananmen Square. That's what I'm talking about. That's the fire and the passion I felt by watching the young folks stand up for things. It made me check myself that perhaps maybe I need to recommit myself. Maybe at the age that I am, marching may not be the wisest thing. Maybe getting arrested may not be prudent. But if I cannot march and I cannot risk getting arrested, the least I can do is be there to pay for lawyers for those young brothers and sisters and other allies to the liberating of marginalized black people. Maybe if I or we, other brothers and sisters of a certain age, let's say over 50, if we had done more to dismantle, destroy the infrastructure of white supremacy and racism and the stigma that surrounds being poor and living in poverty, maybe last April, those young brothers and sisters would not have to remind us of the work that we had left undone. My name is Coley Tengela, and that's my take.